On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will visit Egypt to meet the newly inaugurated Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and other officials. High on their agenda are likely to be Egypt's political transition, its struggling economy, its peace treaty with Israel, and U.S. aid. Manar Shorbagi, a professor of political science at the American University in Cairo, says in this new phase, the United States must reassess how it deals with Egypt.
On the part of the United States, I hope that the United States would redefine its interest in the region, because so far it has been defining its interest in the region as just the oil and the protection of Israel. And I think that there's more to the Egyptian-American relationship than to do just that. And it will be important to have a relationship with Egypt based on the mutual interest with Egypt.
She says through the Arab Spring pro-democracy revolution, Egyptians demanded that their own government treat them with dignity and respect, and this will now also carry over to how they deal with the rest of the world. On a busy Cairo street, Ahmed, an accountant with the agriculture ministry, agrees.
We don't ask for a lot. We don't want them to provide us with the same they are giving to Israel, to the whole region. But the issue is, what's best for us? Democracy, development, whatever it is. So we need them to support this without looking to the gas, without looking to the strategic Suez Canal, without looking to Iran, without looking to Syria. We are a country.
In 2009, President Barack Obama came to Cairo and made a historic speech about a new beginning between the United States and the Arab and Muslim world. He talked about erasing years of mistrust, finding common ground, and relations based on mutual respect. Political scientist Shorbagi says while the intentions of this speech were good, they may have inadvertently produced the opposite effect.
What I think happened during the last couple of years is that the Obama speech in Cairo has actually heightened the expectations, and then none of the promises have been materialized, which actually made things worse.
This disappointment is reflected in a Gallup poll published in March that found that more than half of the Egyptians surveyed saw closer relations with Washington as a bad thing.
مثلا لما جه في 2009 هو كله كلام انا ما لقيتش اي تغير في العلاقات.
Mohammed, a history teacher, says he has not seen any difference in how the U.S. deals with Arab dictators or the Palestinian issue since the Obama speech. No, he says, it is just talk, and talk leads nowhere. Mohammed Galal and a few friends are sitting outside a Cairo supermarket in the midday heat, smoking water pipes.
We are a Mصري, we love the American people, and we love them, because the American people love democracy.
He says Egyptians love the American people. It is just the government's policy toward the Middle East they do not like. Part of this frustration may come from the $1.4 billion a year in military aid and the $250 million a year that the U.S. spends on economic and political programs here. Another Gallup survey found recently that only a quarter of Egyptians polled favored continuing that assistance. Much of that aid money comes with conditions, and Egyptians like Mohammed Galal and his friends resent that. He says he wants to see the United States treat Egyptians on an equal footing, one human being to another, not with arrogance. He says, you do not give me aid and then tell me to do this. You cannot control me. Atif El-Gamri is a political writer with Al Aram newspaper.
للأسف يعني الإدارة كانت بدت لينا في الأول يعني أول ما الرئيس أوباما مسك في الأول.
He says Egypt is now in a period where the decision-making relating to foreign policy concerning the United States is in the hands of the nation. Thus, it's important that the United States change a lot of its positions, including its bias towards Israel. While Egyptians may believe the United States politically favors Israel, nearly half of Egyptians surveyed by Gallup say they think the peace treaty with Israel is a good thing. During Secretary Clinton's visit, the two allies will have much to discuss regarding cooperation going forward. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Cairo.